And only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Welcome to the show. This is Craig Campo, and I'm just going to be trying to run the keyboard today for Mr. Pruse. Mr. Tomaszewski, who's going to have a guest here. I think he's running a little late, so we'll just get caught up a little bit. I have a little something I could talk about before the guests get here, Frank and his guest. It's going to be interesting. We have a new business in town. As most people know, we sold our business, Compos, this summer. It's been kind of busier than ever for me, but we are definitely in the transition of no more power sports and marine business. We kind of sold that off. We kept the real estate, and we've got a couple of big buildings on there that we're going to heat anyway this winter. So decided, you know what? There is a shortage of indoor heated storage in this town. And I think I'm going to turn our place into temporary, at least for a year, heated storage. So we have about 35 to 40 indoor heated slots for cars. We also have a bunch for motorcycles, side-by-sides, campers, even some motorhomes, unless they're too tall for the service department. But anyway, yeah, we've got it all set up. We're going to be moving in the first week of October. We're filling up actually fast. I was surprised. I had no idea what a shortage there was of heated storage in this town. So anyway, we've got a website up. We've got some pretty decent rates. They're less. You can pay less than you did over at Kmart building. Amazon moved in there, so they've taken a lot of people out, a lot of spaces out, so big demand for it right now. So that's kind of where we're at. I'll give you the website information, which is boatstreetstorage.com. You can go there, and you can get on there for sure. You can check out all the contract, the rates, and all that other stuff. So that's kind of what's going on in my world. We're trying to get things going. We're going to pause for just a minute. I think we're having a mechanical problem. Here, I'm just running the board. I don't know. Melissa set it up here. So. All right, we're back. Got some static here. Glenn's trying to help me out. I'm supposed to be running the board here for Frank Tomaszewski and his guest, and I don't know if you could hear me earlier, but we're gonna assume you could. I didn't have these needles moving, but that's just. All on me. So, okay. Thank you, Glenn. Anyway, we're just killing time till Frank and his guests get here. Like I mentioned, if you could hear me before, we're in my little world. We're starting a new business over there, Boat Street Storage. We've got a bunch of people. We're moving in the first 3 to 5 days of October. And so, if you've got a classic car, a truck, motorcycle, side-by-side, something you're tired of plowing snow around in the winter or filling your garage, We've got a really good location there on Boat Street, 4122 Boat Street. You are going to be able to store stuff there. It's heated. It's secure. We've got 17 cameras. We're going to keep it at 55 or 60 degrees all winter. So like our ad says, come in out of the cold. You're going to be able to have your vehicle stored inside. There is a big shortage of indoor space since the Kmart move out, or the Amazon move in, I guess. So I think we're good, Glenn. I don't know where the guests are at. Cruz asked me to just run the board, and we're waiting for Frank Tomaszewski and his guests. So we'll wing it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll check it out. Anyway, so that's what's going on in my little world. I've got a lot of plans for this winter that don't involve selling snow machines or four-wheelers or boats. It's kind of a nice break, really. You know, it's we did it for almost 80 years. October 1st here, when is it coming up? 2 days would be 80 years in business in Fairbanks. 80 years. That's a long time. I think we're like the second or third oldest business in town, family run, you know, same owners. So that was a pretty good run. But now we've got the real estate, which will probably turn into, I don't know, hotels or condos at some point. We're no big rush to jump into another project right now. But in the meantime, we've got a lot of heated space indoors. So we've got the floor all marked. We've got everything set up. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And it's one of those things where, you know, it's not like you can get in there and work on your rig. When you check your car in the first week of October, you check out the first week of May. There's no going in, hey, I got to change a starter, I got to show it to somebody I'm going to sell. That isn't how that this game works. You move it in, we keep it warm, we keep everything secure, and then you just kind of move it out in the first week of May. So if you're interested in that, I've been telling people just you can even text me and just say, save me a slot, because just in the next few days, we're going to be filling up fast. It's phone number over there is 907-888-0685, and that's for Boat Street Storage. You can go to boatstreetstorage.com and just check it out. It's got, like I said, it's got the contact rates. It's like $11 to $12.50 a foot per month. And so whether it's a 7-foot motorcycle or a 26, 28, 30 foot motorhome, we can make it work. The motorhomes and campers are just a few bucks higher, but they take up a lot more real estate. So both the width and height. So anyway, that's kind of what's going on in my little world. I will tell you that I mentioned on my show the other day, we had a second year in a row unsuccessful moose hunt after about 40 some years of extremely successful. It's just been pretty slim over there where I hunt. It's the Upper Good Pasture area. That's just been, ever since the rain fell on the snow a few years ago, it was pretty bad. We're going to try and take a phone call. Let me see if I can do this without losing somebody. Hello, this is Craig on Problem Corner, and your name is? Your name is not available. Okay. Okay. Hang on. Are you there? Are you there, caller? Okay, apparently not. I must have hung up. Anyway, we didn't have a good hunting season. We had a great time, a great camping trip. Really, water challenges up there. There's a big log jam up there now that's having problems. So anyway, we're gonna try this again. See if we can get this call on. Hello, this is Craig with Problem Corner, and your name is?
Hey, Craig, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, this is Frank Tomaszewski. I am actually scheduled for Tuesday and Wednesday today. So,
we'll have to thank Mr. Pruse for that bad information. That's okay.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, he got it mixed. I think he got it mixed up. Yeah, I'll have to do that. I don't know who was on today then, but you know, he asked me to fill in this morning. I got it texted about 7 o'clock. 6:30 in the morning going, hey, can you fill in? So anyway, I think he just got his numbers mixed up. That's all right. He's a busy man trying to run a campaign, and we'll give him a pass on it. I was going to beat up on you on the air, but I assumed it was Pruse's mistake.
Well,
anyway.
No, it could be either way, but I know I'm scheduled. He offered 3 days, or, you know, and I took two of them. so he maybe just thought, anyway.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, yeah. all right, we'll take it from there. But I appreciate the call and the heads up there, Frank. We'll figure out something to talk about. I got some good stuff for the show.
Well, I just wanted to talk about my moose hunt as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I was out at my old stomping grounds that I go to pretty frequently, and I'm not always successful there, but all I saw was some really tasty-looking tracks.
And, yeah.
We know that you'd go really hungry just looking at tracks. So.
Yeah, yeah, we did too. We saw a few tracks, a lot of cows and calves, but we did see one bull just – it darted too fast, you know. The leaves, it's been so warm, you know, the leaves are still on. So as soon as it's off the river, you can't really see it. So just another odd year. But, yeah, we'll make it right. We cannot complain. In the last 40 years, we've had incredible success. So I'm not going to complain. It's just – that's hunting, right? That's what happens when you're hunting.
Yeah, absolutely. And one more thing, I just let you know, I took the family down to the Bentley Mall yesterday and got our local for our local election, got our votes in.
Good.
So just want to, you know, encourage everyone while they're running around in town, it's the Bentley Mall.
Yep.
The borough has one of the shops there, and you can just walk in and cast your vote for our local elections. There's some great candidates out there.
Yep.
And make sure everybody gets down there. Just do it now because you never know. I mean, it could be snowing on election day.
That's right. And I don't want to hear anybody complain about candidates if they didn't get out and vote. That's the number one rule. Get out and vote. Get your voice out there. You do have an impact. So, all right, Frank. Well, thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate the heads up on the dates, and we'll rib Dave about this later.
Okay. No worries.
Thank you.
Craig.
Yeah, you bye. All right, well, that explains a lot, okay, why nobody was showing up here. Bruce just got the dates mixed up. Anyway, I think he's cooking for some firefighters or something today, but that's kind of what that's all about. Anyway, we have like I said, a lot going on in town. We've got everybody's getting ready to put their stuff away for winter. I mentioned the Boat Street storage thing, but, you know, my yard is a mess. I've got, you know, the snow always reminds you, you know, you all the projects you got to get done that you didn't get done. So anyway, that's something that most people completely forget about until the last minute. We're going to try and get outside a little bit this winter, maybe down to Mexico, and maybe just pick and choose the dates later when it gets closer to I can see the long range forecast for Fairbanks. That's one of the advantages of retirement. You can, you know, Sundays and Wednesdays doesn't matter. You're going to go up river. You look at the map, you look at the weather forecast and see what looks good. Used to have to always just kind of pick and choose around a work schedule for people. And, you know, when your name's on the building, you got to take a little better care of those details. And so you don't want to you're filling in for somebody that's either sick or can't be there. I don't miss that at all. I don't miss it. And the nice thing with this heated storage business is that it's low impact labor. So, you know, there's about 3 to 5 days of hardcore move in, which is coming up this first of October. And then the move out is the first 5 days of May. Other than that, it pretty much takes care of itself. You know, between we've got sensors in there for temperature and we've got security and all that. So that's kind of the kind of business I like, is minimal relying on other human beings. So that's going to be fun. Number here is 907-458-8255 or 458-TALK. You're welcome to call in and any subject today. I'm just, like I said, I was here to run the keyboard and all of a sudden I'm it. So I'm going to have some fun after the break. I've got a couple of fun things I want to play on the radio that I play on my weekend radio show that you might enjoy. I've got a little R.D. Mercer, got a little music. I've got a new app that I am absolutely addicted to. It is a music app where you can literally just type in some lyrics and it puts it to music and a voice, and it's AI, of course, and it's absolutely unbelievable. I just can't believe how realistic it is. It's scary. You know, it'd take me maybe 5 minutes to write these lyrics, and in 30 seconds or maybe 15 seconds, you have a song. They put the music in, then, and you can do 100 different versions of it. You can change the, I think it's called Suno, S-U-N-O, and I'm going to find some and play them for you. It's just scary almost how good this stuff works, how amazing it is. I got to play this one. And this is, my gal Abby has a son who is a diehard Vikings fan. And if you're a Vikings fan, I want to apologize ahead of time for this because you probably won't like it. I'm a Niner fan, of course. But I was ribbing him. His name is Jacob, and he's 18 years old. Good kid. And I was ribbing him about the cheerleaders, the two trans cheerleaders on the Vikings team. I don't know if any of you saw that, but they've got these two guys that are, you know, all rouged up and lipstick, and they're dancing with the girls, and they're definitely trannies. And and so I've been ribbing him about that, saying, hey, I don't know how they let that happen there in Minnesota. You know, it's a pretty liberal place you got there. Anyway, he says, well, your 49ers have male cheerleaders. I said, yeah, but they're not pretending to be something different. And, you know, high school teams have male cheerleaders. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that at all. But it's when they switch gears. So anyway, Abby's supposed to be taking Jacob to the Vikings-Lions game on Christmas, okay? Christmas Day in Minnesota. It'll be his first pro game. He's so excited about it. But I wrote him this little song I'm going to play for you. it's called Jacob Was a Vikings Fan. Let's see if I can get it to play here.
Jacob was a Vikings fan. Then they started 2-1. Had hopes the game at Christmas for the ages would be won. But things went bad on week 4. There won't be no parades. The team hung out with both those trans and the whole first string got AIDS. Their season now is over. I hope next year is better. Cause there's nothing like gay dancing boys wearing pom-poms and a sweater.
Hey. All right, so see how that works? You type in your lyrics, and they'll put music to it. I don't know how they get away with it or where the music comes from. I heard rumors there might be some lawsuits over it. But in the meantime, I'm going to use the app. It's Suno, S-U-N-O. Pretty easy to use. My aunt just celebrated their 75th wedding anniversary in Victoria, British Columbia. My mom's sister, Jenny, and Vance. And so we couldn't make it down there, unfortunately. We really wanted to get down there. We couldn't do it. But I did a song. I made a little song for them. Now, I had some information that they first met at a skating rink years and years ago. And so they're having a big family celebration. They had it on Saturday. So it's my Aunt Jenny and my Uncle Vance, 75 years married. I think they're both 94, 95 years old. Amazing. Anybody makes it that long just is unbelievable. And it's so happy. I'm so happy. But anyway, I sent this little ditty down for them, which I think they played there.
They first met at the skating rink and Vance would break the ice. They made a little small talk. He said her hair looked nice. They dated and they fell in love. She thought that he was nifty. Eventually they tied the knot. The year was 1950. Thank you.
Yeah, that was just my little tribute to my aunt and uncle. Anyway, that's kind of the new app I like so much. Hey, we got a couple minutes before the break. Let's take a phone call if we can. Hello, this is Craig. You're on the air. What's your name?
Brother.
Who's this?
This is Dave from North Pole.
Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, but just thinking about it, tranny cheerleaders in Minnesota, that puts a whole new spin on the cheerleader kissing booth. You know, tell the young man that who's a Vikings fan, you better watch himself.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's a great kid, you know, and of course you pick your team when you're 12 years old, usually you know, I'm a Niner fan. People ask me, why are you a Niner fan? In 1972, when I was 12, the only live sports in Fairbanks was 49er football on the radio. And, of course, I wanted live sports and, you know, everything. I don't know how long you've been around, but tape delay, 1 or 2 week tape delay on the football games on TV. You know, and a good fan never changes, right? You don't, I think I'll be a Seahawks fan this week because they're doing good. And then I'll be a Vikings fan. But anyway.
I'm in my 70s, but I can tell you that one thing I know for sure, and you brought it up a moment ago, mentioned it. What do you call 47 millionaires sitting at home on Super Bowl Sunday watching the Super Bowl from their big screen TVs?
What's that?
The Detroit Lions.
That is good.
How do you get a Detroit Lion out of your backyard?
How?
Paint an end zone in the backyard. So they never get near the end zone.
The one I always like was the Cleveland Browns. It's a true story. There was a guy that saw 44 years worth of games, never missed a game. He was at every single Cleveland Browns home game, never missed a game. Then he died, and in his will, he wanted 4 pallbearers from the Cleveland Browns because he wanted to be let down one more time. That's, of course, that's a few years ago when the Cleveland hadn't won but 3 games in 5 years or something. But
and the last one is, what do you call a Detroit Lion with a Super Bowl ring?
What's that?
A thief.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Those are good. I love those. Okay, see ya. Yeah, that's funny. You call him a thief. And, of course, I always rib Prues because he's a Cowboys fan. Heck of a game yesterday, the 40-40 overtime game. Wow, with a Green Bay team. But that was pretty amazing. That's kind of what we're going to do. It's football season. I'm building myself a new man cave, so just getting it closed in, but can't wait to watch football games out there. We'll have some friends over and watch the game, so that's always a good thing to do. I'm going to try and go into the break here. I've got some sort of a glitch on my screen. I'm going to see if I can get some help here. I think I missed the first quarter break. I'm not sure if it went right to it or not. Here we go.
KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live
at KFARradio.com. Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump says a deal to end the war between Israel and Hamas may be close. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt on the Fox News Channel says,
nobody knows better than President Trump to reach a good deal, a reasonable deal for both sides. Both sides have to give up a little bit and might leave the table a little bit unhappy, but that's ultimately how we are going to end this conflict.
The White House has just released President Trump's comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. There are 20 items on that list. As the government shutdown approaches at the end of the month, Democratic lawmakers pushing for a compromise bill to prevent it. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, think President Trump's going to play ball?
We've made clear that we are willing to find a bipartisan path forward. on a spending bill negotiated by Democrats and Republicans.
Republicans are accusing Democrats of using this shutdown threat to pass a bunch of unrelated items. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchorage Daily News reports residents of a South Central Alaska village were devastated in May after getting news that the Trump administration had canceled a $20 million grant to upgrade homes and build new ones, community residents said. Tyonic leaders had planned to use the federal grant to remove asbestos, lead, and mold from aging homes and to weatherize the houses to cut soaring energy costs. The grant, among other benefits, would have paid for the construction of 20 new houses to bring some tribal members back to the village. About 160 people live in Tyonic, located across Cook Inlet from Anchorage, but it has close to 1,000 tribal members. But those plans are off after the decision by the Environmental Protection Agency, said Vide Kuroto, executive director of the village's Tabugna Foundation that applied for the grant. It just feels so wrong and so unfair to have everyone's hopes up, Kuroto said. Now there is just so much lost. The award is part of $280 million in funding that the U.S. EPA agency has canceled in recent months in Alaska.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Hello, Fairbanks. Brett Roderman, Borough Assembly candidate here with an important message for voters. This year, due to a code change, you have an amazing opportunity to help us preserve, protect, verify, and validate the integrity of our voting system. If you vote early this year, your vote will be hand-counted against our tabulation machines. That's right, hand-counted. Many of you out there have expressed reservations about the accuracy of these machines. Well, here's your chance to prove it. You must vote early, and you must vote the entire ballot. Why? Because only one contested race will be hand-counted. Only one. Only votes cast at our early polling station will be hand-counted. Early voting starts on September 22nd and runs through October 2nd. This year's regular election day is October 7th. Please join me in early voting this year to be part of something great. Help us prove our elections are honest and fair. Thank you.
Paid for by Brett for Assembly, P.O. Box 80741, Fairbanks 99708.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Having a beer with friends at Bobby's sure would help a lot. Maybe you'd like a nice fillet. All those nights on the heated pipes, wrapped around a nice cocktail. And those appetizers hit the spot, it never fails. And the Bobby's special steals the show. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Mr. Coffee's dead, the day's not looking bright. 40 below and two flat tires, this day is gonna bite. And the news just wants to make you hurt. Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name. And the chef's a true gourmet. Just insane. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, that's Roger McGill and my old Bobby song. I wrote for the crew over there at Bobby's, Bobby and Rena and the whole crew over there. Good group of people, great food, good place to eat. No TVs, so you're not watching news or sports. You actually have to carry on a conversation like you did in the 50s when you went out to eat. So anyway, I love that place and love to play that song. So get over there and eat at Bobby's. I get to promote anybody I want when they call me in last minute to promote the show. I'm going to do my business and I'm going to promote Bobby's. So anyway, we got a call coming in. Let's see who that is. Hi, this is Craig. You're on the air. What's your name?
Randy.
Randy, what is going on?
Well, of course, as everyone knows, the election is going on.
Yep.
The main election day is a week from now, on next Tuesday, October 7th. And one big important race, in my opinion, is the race for Fairbanks City Mayor. And I don't want to mention the current mayor or mention his name or anything, except to say that I think he's doing an excellent job.
I agree.
Running for re-election. But I did, if I may, I wanted to mention his opponent.
Okay.
Her name is Mindy O'Neill, and she's presently on the borough assembly and terms out soon. And I am afraid of her becoming city mayor, and the reason is because I'm afraid that if she becomes city mayor, one of the three left-wing city council members on the six-member council will reanimate the old anti-discrimination ordinance for the LGBT category.
I remember
and a bunch
that.
Of other categories.
Yep.
It was known at the time in 2019 as Ordinance 6093, and at the time Valerie Therrien was one of the left-leaning council members, and she is still on the council. And they passed it back in 2019 by a vote of 4-2. And fortunately, the mayor at the time, Jim Matherly, vetoed that.
Yes, he did.
And I'm very thankful for that. But in the event of a tie, if it was brought up again and it was a 3-3 tie, the mayor, whoever that mayor is, can cast or will cast the tie-breaking vote. And my fear is that Mindy O'Neill, being left-leaning, would vote yes and put that into law, and I don't like that idea.
Yeah, Randy, I'd have to agree with you there. We've kind of watched, back to 19 and even up till recently, we've kind of watched the degradation of what a lot of us hold as values. Some of the stuff they've been teaching in schools, the wokeness and all that nationwide. And it seems like we're starting to re-steer the ship in some local elections. It's definitely nationally. I think Trump's doing a good job kind of re-steering that ship. The Supreme Court's made some good decisions, not all good, but I think it all boils down to, and I made this claim, I thought that one of the quiet reasons that we got a conservative president in this last go-around, other than the lack of a decent opponent, which I guess was important, was there were issues that just didn't sit right with either side. And one of them, and I'm not saying on everybody, but like, for example, the men playing in women's sports. To me, I think that was even, I don't care how long you've been on the other side, on the Democratic side, or how far left or moderate you are, there's just something wrong there that I think a lot of people said, I just can't get out and vote with that as a big, a signature issue for that party. And so I think a lot of people felt disenfranchised, even on the left. I could be wrong there. Now, the hardcore left, they're not going to complain about it. But that issue right there, it's just so wrong. It's so black and white wrong. And I think issues like that are what really helped us kind of turn the tide. And I'm hoping we're going to turn the tide.
Yeah, and a law like this, an anti-discrimination law for the LGBT category, would just only perhaps help men who want to imagine themselves as women, to be able to force their way into women's shelters, women's courts, and women's locker rooms and shower rooms, and that's just not right.
No.
And by the way, I have nothing against gay people. I have nothing against the Pride Fest that they had just this last July, on July 26th, over at Esther Park. I didn't go to it myself, but Mindy O'Neill was on stage there with Scott Kawasaki and Borough Mayor Grier Hopkins.
Yep.
And that's fine to go out there. I'm all for people of whatever interest.
Freedom of speech.
To have a meeting with themselves. And but I'm afraid that she may pass a yes, but I haven't heard her actually say that and reveal her true thoughts on this. But I know at the Chamber of Commerce forum that I was just at last week, she brought up LGBT, which is nothing wrong with bringing up things, but I wish she'd come right out and say, if that was presented to her, would she vote against it or would she vote in favor if it was a tie?
Right. No, good question. And, that's a lot of candidates, both locally and nationally, they will try to hide from those questions, because it's easier if they don't have to answer them. you know, they've already got the support of their folks on that, on kind of the deep left side. But when you get into the moderates and the independents, they want to know the answers to those questions. They want to know, and they want to kind of know where you stand or sit or whatever on any of those. So good point. Appreciate the call, Randy. And a good reminder, people need to get out and vote. You know, the lack of effort is not acceptable, especially this go-around. We got to get out there and vote. Do your research. Do your due diligence. I respect you, all you voters, no matter which way you vote, but just do a little diligence and vote your values. That's my point.
Thank you for the show.
All right. Thanks, Randy. Yeah, all right. Well, that's and that is important. You know, it's so important to vote. I remember when I think Mike Kelly, former Senator Mike Kelly, only lost by one vote. I know that Bart Lebon lost or won by one vote. And it's just, I think maybe Mike won by one. It was one vote, but I don't remember exactly which way that one went. But, yeah, it was it's pretty crazy, you know. And so if you think you're driving by the Bentley Mall and you think, yeah, I just don't have time, make time. It's, you know, 5 minutes of your life, and it makes a big difference. Vote early. You're getting them hand counted. There's no reason not to do it. You know, it's you know, you get what you get at the end of the day if you don't get out and vote. And so I can't stand people when they complain about the you know, cost of anything or the what they're teaching in schools and all that, and then you find out that they didn't even vote or they're not registered to vote. Shut the blank up. I don't want to hear it, okay? You had an opportunity to make a difference. You didn't do it. I voted for Ronald Reagan, my first president, in 1980. I've voted every time since, and it's just I feel good when I walk out of there. I don't always feel good that if, you know, after I get the election results, but I know I did my part to try and help my conservative, value-oriented candidates. I don't always agree with them at all. Just like Dave Prus, I don't always agree with Mayor Prus. I don't agree with the governor all the time. But you know, I agree, and you can't set everything on one issue. I have friends that do that. They say, "Well, I'm not going to vote for him because he voted this way on this." You know what? Get over yourself. It's not all about that. Or even worse, somebody that gives a campaign contribution and expects he's going to get a vote, you know, his direction. That isn't why you do it. You do it. You give a check. You support them because you like their basic values and you want them to, you know, do the right thing. It's not always going to align with the way you would have voted. But if it's 70 or 80% of the time, that's a lot better than the opposition. So there's that. Anyway, we're going to take a little break here in a minute, and we'll be back, and the phone lines are open at 907-458-8255. Anything you want to talk about. I'm not even supposed to be on the air today. I was just in here going to run the board, which isn't my skill set here, but apparently nobody else was around, and so you can tell that I'm not real perfect on it as far as the Problem Corner deal. It's a whole different setup from my weekly show, which airs Saturday at 12:30, the outdoor show. Anyway, we'll see you back here in a few minutes. Hang around.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Imagine this. Every single call, meme, group chat, multiplayer game, email, search for celebrity's name you can't remember, movie, ebook, and audiobook for when you get tired of reading your ebook. Anything you could possibly click on, double tap, scroll through, or binge watch, all for just $99.99 a month for the first 6 months. That's right. Unlimited internet and unlimited mobile from just $99.99 a month for the first 6 months. Only at GCI. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions and additional charges and fees may apply. See gci.com/plus for details.
Hi there. I'm Garrett Armstrong. And I'm running for borough assembly. I was born and raised in Fairbanks and have worked and played across our borough. I'm a teacher and I'm running for borough assembly to support our schools, support our seniors, and support economic growth and development. At my school, I solve problems and work with a wide variety of people every day, and I bring that experience to the assembly. I had also worked to maintain current borough services, including our amazing Parks and Rec. If you want a problem solver on the assembly, then vote Vote for me, Garrett Armstrong, this October 7th. Paid for by Garrett Armstrong for Borough Assembly. PO Box 73724, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99707.
Alaska is new every season. Fall and winter bring new sporting opportunities for grouse, ptarmigan, and other small game hunting. Predator calling and trapping, snowshoeing, and winter camping. Gear up for success at Frontier Outfitters for traps, snares, and calls, guns, and ammunition. You'll stay warm and dry with the right clothing and rest easy with tents, sleeping bags, and camp necessities. Just downstairs, you'll find ATV and snow machine accessories and Sentry Hardware. For every season, there's Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
KFAR Weather.
High temperatures reach up to 39 today under overcast skies. Winds out of the west around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 24. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. That's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
All right, Fairbanks, welcome back. This is Craig Compo filling in for, filling in for nobody. I was supposed to just be running the keyboard today for Frank Tomaszewski, who's going to be in tomorrow. I'll probably stop by and help him, although I'll probably screw it up like I generally do. It's a whole different format than my Wednesday show. I call it a Wednesday show. I do the outdoor show, which airs on Saturday at 12:30. I really enjoy that. I get some good feedback. I don't take calls because it's a pre-recorded deal, but it's a lot of fun. I talk about everything. I try and focus on the outdoors, what's going on outdoors, boats, motors, snow machine stuff. It used to be sponsored by Compo's, and now it's just the outdoor show with Craig Compo. So I do that. But on this show, you can call in at 907-458-TALK. That's 458-8255. Welcome to call in and ask away, ask any questions. I was talking earlier in the show. I don't know if I was even on silent or not, but I was talking about that new song app I really enjoy. I've been just sending over, making little songs and sending them over to my buddies. I sent one over to Satterberg, who obviously, you know, Satterberg's got the law office in town, and this one's called Better Call Bill, kind of a spoof on the old Better Call Saul, which was a spinoff, I think, from Breaking Bad, one of my favorite TV series. I don't watch a lot of TV, but if you never saw that series Breaking Bad, it's just incredible. It's really good. But anyway, I'm going to play this for you. This is Better Call Bill. Let's see if I can get it to go here. Maybe I can. Come on. Here we go. Let's see. Better Call Bill. Let's see. Here we go. Technology at its finest here.
Flashing reds in your rear view, and maybe had a couple more than
All right, there's another plug for one of my buddies, Bill Satterberg at Satterberg Law. I like that line in there that says, don't expect a modest legal fee. I'm not here to eke out a modest profit. Anyway, we had dinner the other night, three of us, and one of the fellas there and his wife was Eric Spitzer, who I'm going to try and get on the show Wednesday. I'm going to do Problem Corner on Wednesday and I think Friday while the mayor, or David Pruse, is out and off the air. And I really enjoy that guy. What a great guy. You've heard me probably had him on. I've had him on Problem Corner. I've had him on my radio show. I try and get him on there at least every 5 or 6 weeks. Gives us an update. But he told me a story I hope he tells on the air. I was in tears laughing. He was working out at St. Mary's, based out there in a little village called, I'm going to pronounce it, Nunamiqua. Some people say Nunamiqua, but the old Sheldon Point from years ago. And he had to go walking, traipsing through a graveyard. And I want him to tell that story. I was literally in tears. He's got some really good stories, that guy. And I got to tell you, I'm really impressed. I've been in this town since 1960. I've seen, you know, problems in law enforcement. I've seen good things with law enforcement. But I think you can get a guy with leadership qualities like Eric Spitzer's got, Captain Spitzer. And he's doing some stuff that really is making this a better town, bottom line. And he loves his job. You know, he's a jet boat junkie. He's a four-wheeling guy. He bought a side-by-side from me. He's he loves to off-road. He loves to get out and do things. They had a really successful moose hunt, him and a bunch of buddies that always go up at a Keokuk area. So that's what you want. I think you want somebody like that that's one of us, right? Not some retired cop out of Racine, Wisconsin that they shipped up here to fill a void. But you get a guy like Spitzer, and I tell you, he's a stand-up comedian. He does stand-up comedy. I mean, what better? You got a guy that's loves the state. He's got a great sense of humor, tough as nails when it comes to law enforcement, setting up sting operations. He's got narcotics team is knocking it out of the park. I just am really impressed with him. I got a funny story when he first got involved. We were talking about, putting a tracking device on a side by side in our parking lot, chained to the trailer, so that somebody, if they want to come into our yard and steal it and take off, they're going to be on the road. So I thought, yeah, let's do that. So I put a air tag on it, and he goes, no. We're going to put one of ours on it. It's way more sophisticated than an air tag, and thieves can't tell it's there and all that good. You know, like the air tag, you can use a wand and figure it out. But anyway, so we did it. I don't know. It was a used side-by-side, nice one, but it was used Can-Am side-by-side on a trailer, and forgot all about it. About a month or two later, we sold the unit and delivered it up to the people's house. And I forgot the trooper's tracking device was on it. And I get a call from the troopers going, are you missing a side-by-side? I said, no, we sold it. Whoops. Yeah, I forgot to take it off of there, or call the troopers to take it off. So I called the people that had it, and I said, you're going to get a visit from the troopers. I'm apologizing in advance here. Forgot to take the tracking device on it. We were trying to do a little sting operation, and so that's that was my bad. But anyway, a good group of people out there at the troopers, and I really, really appreciate their efforts. If you missed the first part of the show, I'm going to plug my new business a little bit just because I can. And it's free when I'm filling in here. I don't have to pay for this ad. I do have some paid ads on the radio about it, but it's called Boat Street Storage. If you missed it, if you need indoor heated storage, which there's a terrible shortage of this year with Amazon taking over a lot of the old heated storage slots over there at the Kmart, old Kmart building. We have it at Boat Street Storage. It's our old facility. You know, we've got a lot of square footage in there. We've got room for 30 some vehicles in one building and maybe 8 or 10 in another, including campers some motorhomes as long as they're not over 10 and a half feet tall. So we've got some space. We've got what I think is pretty fair rates. We used 2-year-old rates and then gave an extra discount if you prepay. But this is a full winter storage, so you drop it off in October and you pick it up in May. And we keep it nice and warm and secure. We've got cameras everywhere in there, alarms. Nobody's going to mess with it, or if they do, they're going to get caught. But anyway, it's a new venture for us, and it's just a kind of intermediate thing while we got the two buildings there. You know, we sold Compos, but the real estate stayed with us, and the business and inventory went across the street to Delta Power Sports. They are your new Can-Am and Ski-Doo dealer in Fairbanks, as well as other lines. So go visit them if you have any needs over there. I got a couple of my ex-employees working over there, Dana and Rowan and some others that are doing a good job over there, I'm sure. And it's going to be real busy for them, especially if this snow continues. So, all righty. Well, that's we're kind of winding down the show. Thanks for calling in. Remember to get out and vote. It's so important. October 7th is the voting day, but you can go to the Bentley Mall and vote early, which I've done and try to encourage everybody I can to do. You get hand counted ballots that way. You don't have to worry about any shenanigans going on. Not that there's ever been any shenanigans going on, but yeah. Anyway, that's what's going on. Yeah. Anything else? Think about Wednesday or Friday if you got any subjects you want to bring up. Unless I have Eric Spitzer on the air, it's going to be kind of open forum, and you'll be able to call in. Think about calling in if you have any questions for the Alaska State Troopers. Got any issues, questions? You got a guy that's going to be on the air, if he can make it here, that really gives a damn. He really, really does. And if you haven't met him, you're missing out there. He's a great guy. We had coffee with a cop out at our shop this winter. They brought the canines out there, told some great stories, and some of this neighborhood watch things they're doing. Pretty cool. But anyway, that's kind of what's coming up Wednesday and Friday. And other than voting and getting your house and garage ready for winter, that's going to take up a lot of my time in the next few days. So that's where we're going. It's been fun. Thanks for putting up with me today. I wasn't supposed to be here, and so I just kind of bumbling my way around. Have a good one.